This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization on Friday announced that 12 million cases of the new coronavirus had been recorded in total and warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around.
For all the challenges that COVID-19 has caused, it has also shown the way forward for other challenges that threaten humanity.
Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. An advance team from the World Health Organization has left for China to organize an investigation into the origins of the novel coronavirus, which sparked the global pandemic. Francis McGuire reports.
Two WHO experts will work with Chinese scientists to plan out the upcoming investigation. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
To look at whether or not it jumped from species to a human and what species it jumped from.
President Donald Trump and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claimed it may have originated in a Wuhan laboratory, but they did not present evidence for this, and China strongly denies it. Scientists and U.S. intelligence agencies have said it emerged in nature.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan announced Friday that the Hagia Sophia, one of the architectural wonders of the world, would be reopened for Muslim worship. As Reuters' Emir McCarthy reports, his declaration came after a top Turkish court revoked the 6th century Byzantine monument status as a museum.
The Council of State, Turkey's top administrative court, ruled that the original decree was unlawful. It was made by Turkey's first president after the fall of the Ottoman Empire, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. The World Heritage Site was at the center of both the Christian Byzantine and Muslim Ottoman empires and is today one of Turkey's most visited monuments. UNESCO said on Thursday that it must be notified of any changes in the state of Hagia Sophia Museum, and the changes may have to be reviewed by its World Heritage Committee.
That's Reuters' Emir McCarthy. President Erdogan has said he wants Friday prayers held in the building in 2 weeks. The United States, Russia, and church leaders were among those to express concern about changing the status of the UNESCO World Heritage Site. The traditional summer getaway that Britons take to the Mediterranean Sea is about to pick up steam as the nation's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
Now anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories won't have to self-isolate for 14 days. But with many flights still cancelled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are COVID safe, and many potential holidaymakers reluctant to make a trip abroad in light of the pandemic. The aviation and travel industries are hoping that the new rules will help them salvage part of the summer holiday booking season that's been so battered by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Charles de Ledesma, London.
President Donald Trump's return to campaign rallies is being delayed as Tropical Storm Fay moves up the East Coast. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president spending much of today in battleground Florida, raising campaign money and tending to other issues in a must-win state. But tomorrow's planned rally in New Hampshire is off. The campaign's postponed it, citing a threat from Tropical Storm Fay. The rally was to have been the president's first in 3 weeks, after a disastrous return from a pandemic delay in Oklahoma, where a Tulsa rally had thousands of empty seats. The president's been itching to revive the energy of his old rallies, with polls showing him behind 4 months before the election, though he says he's in pretty good shape.
In the real polls, we're doing very well.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.